Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Chef Daniel Bonanno. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's going with full-size Snickers this trick-or-treat, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yada-yada. Thank you. Well, you know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. That's right. That's an odd thing to applaud. And that's why we have thanks for the memos. And here are a couple of memos. Now, it's time for Packer Attire Guidelines. This went out to all in the office. It's that time of year again, Packer season. We've had a number of inquiries as to whether the Packer Attire Guidelines will be allowed again this season. Packer Attire will be allowed again this season with the following common sense guidelines applying again this year. Packer Attire days will only apply to the regular season and hopefully post-season play. Packer attire will be allowed only on the Friday before any weekend game and on the day of the game during any games played during the week. Like Monday night, we're supposed to work Monday night. Packer attire allowed will only apply to shirts, smocks, ties, and scarves. Packer sweatshirts, t-shirts, jerseys, and other shirts without collars must have appropriate shirts with collars or turtlenecks worn underneath them. What about just painting your body? You know, a little green, a little gold. Packer pants, shorts, sweatpants, wind pants, hats, caps, cheese heads are not authorized under these guidelines. Any Packer attire must be clean, well-kept, and in good taste. That's subjective. Worn, dirty, or torn attire is not acceptable. Other football team attire will be allowed to be worn, but only on Packer attire days. This is a dangerous policy. If an employee's favorite team is other than the Packers, the employee may only wear his or her chosen team's attire under the same guidelines and only on the days that Packer attire may be worn. They are asking for trouble. I question number six. A guy shows up in a Viking thing, you know, with horns, asking for trouble around the office. All other clinic guidelines, policies regarding appropriate dress and appearance remain. Oh, this is a clinic. This would be exciting. I'm walking to a clinic with these. Appearance remain applicable, that is, moderate hairstyle, jewelry, etc. Employees must use their good judgment with respect to the Packer attire policy. If there are abuses of the guidelines, managers and employees should attempt to resolve the issues, as such problems could lead to the elimination of the privilege for all of us. The clinic retains the final say. It's nice when you graduate school and go to work, isn't it? And you find you're still back in school. The clinic retains the final say as to what is or what is not acceptable. Naturally. Managers are responsible for compliance with these guidelines. Managers may choose to be more restrictive in their particular department. However, they may not be less restrictive. I like that one. These guidelines are not intended to cover all scenarios. Well, it's hard to cover all scenarios with one directive. Managers will have to use their discretion when addressing issues that arise. If the guidelines are not applied consistently, this fun privilege may be eliminated for all. Go Pack. Thank you for that memo. Holy cow. Oh, come on. This is a Packer attire memo. We've all gotten them. All right. So definitely want to go in for your clinic appointment and have people dress like, you know, Packers, or Packer fans, even worse. So, how are you? Pretty nice outfit you got on there.
Thanks.
Very nice. Thanks. You think about being a brunette?
I have thought about being a brunette.
And wearing, you know...
a coronet. And
is that a coronet?
I don't know. What is it? No, coronet's a musical instrument. What is this thing called?
It's a thing on your head there.
It's like an upside-down tiara.
Is that part of her powers? Wonder Woman, I don't really know.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And turning around really quickly to get change. But they all have that superpower, right? No.
Turning around quickly to get change?
Yeah, doesn't she spin around? She spins around and she changes into her
super
attire.
Oh, to get changed into her outfit. Is that how you put that on?
Yeah. I just twirl around fast enough.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. Let's do this every year, shall we?
It's a great idea.
Let's do
idea.
It on other holidays.
Okay, perfect.
You don't even have to get other outfits. I just like this.
Okay, okay. Good. I might need a wig that's a little less warm. But
yeah, if you scratching the wig is
and
is
the headphones don't quite fit over it either.
No, it looks good. So where can they send any sort of communications, memos or questions or inquiries or comments or complaints?
They can send those to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Now, what about if they're on the Twitters?
If they're on the Twitters, they can follow you at My Feldman, or they could direct message you at My Feldman.
At My Feldman?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah, and they could send you their memos line by line if they wanted to.
Yeah, or they can just chat.
Though you might not pay attention.
No. Mm-hmm. It's called following for a reason. You know. Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Because you're a leader.
Yes.